So, Doug, first let's talk a little bit about the change in the executive MBA curriculum. This is a pretty sizable change, one that a lot of schools have seemed to be looking at over the years, but Emory is in that leading group of trying to create something that's more flexible than these traditional lockstep programs. What went into that decision made for this program here, and what positives do you think you'll see out of it?
Yeah, we used an extensive set of research, alumni, current students, employers. We looked at trends in the marketplace, and we saw a number of different trends out there. We saw number one is clearly this desire for credentials and electives. We saw over 50% of EMBA population is stated major career switchers. Which follows to some extent from the credentials and seeking and concentration seeking. There's a desire for greater schedule flexibility and obviously curriculum flexibility. Program length was an issue for some folks. And then ongoing support from Career Management Services, Career Management Center. Leadership continues to resonate with students and prospective students.
So now I am a prospective EMBA student. I look at the Emory program, and what is going to jump out at me, and what are some decisions that I need to make now to craft my path?
Yes, so the curriculum is really divided up into three buckets. Business foundations, which are required. We have three immersions and areas of focus. And areas of focus really allows you to design a curriculum to kind of meet your needs. We have suggested concentrations in areas of Emory strengths, strategy, leadership, healthcare management, and finance. But there's also flexibility to craft your own concentration, taking into account the collective resources here at Emory University as a whole.
So I want to go faster, and you and I talked a little bit before we started recording, that there's sort of this implicit understanding between partners and children and family that, okay, year, you're going to be doing a lot of work. But then the questions start coming, when are you going to be done? So there's now been this addition of a chance to accelerate. How would that fit into someone? Would they take classes on extra days? Would they take multiple classes at a time? How is that working?
Yeah, so students, one of the things we've noticed in our research is that students have coming in the door, sort of an implicit commitment of about 12 months, and then after that they start to look for opportunities to gain flexibility, either due to family issues or due to workplace issues. And so with our new curriculum, the elective portion being terms 4 and 5, it's very easy to accelerate. We currently have students right now taking electives in term 2. We expect that to continue. Although if you take the traditional time, it'll be a 19.5-month program, there is an opportunity, or there's the flexibility, to accelerate to as short as 15.5 months.
So that would involve taking classes, I imagine, like classes in the core Friday and Saturday, but now opening up to take classes on different evenings, and then perhaps other days in the weekend now to do that acceleration?
So the normal pace for electives is 3 or 4 courses in a term. Some students will take 4 in both terms, maybe even 5, and that's how you can accelerate. We also have intersession, so we have some electives offered in mid-December through early January, where it's a compressed window pane, but it allows you to complete an elective in a compressed amount of time.
But one thing that does remain that I think will be exciting for a lot of folks is the different immersions that happen as well, and that are required in terms of travel and seeing how business is done in different parts of the world, but then also some look at different areas of the country as well. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, the new curriculum has 3 immersions. We have global business practices, which is includes a trip outside the U.S. We usually do a compare and contrast. Go to 2 different countries that have very different business infrastructures. Statewide, we go up to Washington D.C. for an immersion in business and public policy. And then we have a local immersion here on Emory's campus that's focused around leadership and influence.
I think that's a great one to talk about in terms of Emory's standing, both in the academic community, but also in community service and other areas. That you look at our footprint, and you're right here by the CDC, and right here by Emory University Hospital, which I've heard some great talks about crisis communication involving the Ebola treatment and other things that happen here. You know, do you foresee those relationships continuing and leveraging experiences from across campus to really cast that wide net?
We're very fortunate to be here at Emory University campus. It allows us the opportunity to bring in the collective resources of Emory. There's different schools. Obviously, the healthcare management students allows us to leverage both the School of Public Policy as well as the School of Medicine as well as Emory Healthcare. For students that are interested in business analytics, we obviously have some in-house faculty and courses, but we also have some courses that around Emory University that may be of interest to some of those students.
Great. What's the immediate feedback you've heard so far? This is a portion of this, sort of the flavor of this, is available now to those students who are in the class of 2017. The class of 2018 has the full gamut. What's been some of the reaction so far?
The recent alums in the class of 16, I've never seen students so excited and happy and asking us for how can we help? How can we help get our friends and colleagues kind of interested in understanding what's going on with this new curriculum? The class of 17 came in under a lockstep curriculum. They now have opportunity for flexibility. They can still pursue the same curriculum. Courses are available now. Some of them are electives that used to be part of the lockstep curriculum. They can still pursue the same curriculum they came in on, but they now have the flexibility to get those credentials and those concentrations.
Flexibility is a big buzzword these days, and I think it's rightfully so and implied here very well in terms of the options that students have. Is that a trend that you see continuing both in executive MBA programs, but also just in education in general? It seems like now there's so much more ways to learn. Do you see this continuing, or do you see some sort of restrictions starting to come back on it to make sure that the quality of education stays the same?
Yeah, the flexibility is obviously, allows you to tap into, a larger set of potential students that aren't so restricted kind of schedule-wise. When we talk about sort of schedule flexibility, there's also delivery flexibility, online versus offline. So we have, for example, the modular executive MBA format that is a hybrid program. About 30% of the content is delivered online. The idea of looking for a flexible or providing a flexible curriculum with at the same time not compromising your quality standards, I think, is good for programs like Emory.